This is Morning Edition on WRVO Public Media. I'm Jason Smith. SUNY Oswego is the setting for a conversation happening this evening on diversity and the arts. And the featured guest, Rita Coburn, is joining us this morning. She's a writer, producer, and director and has a long career in television, radio, and film. One of her more recent projects was an award-winning documentary she co-directed and produced on the late Maya Angelou called Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. That documentary was just recently nominated for a Peabody Award. Rita Coburn, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to start with a question about the documentary. How did you get involved in this documentary about Maya Angelou? What drew you to that project?
I think that there's a commonality amongst women and particularly amongst Black women in which we inspire one another and we look for inspiration. I was working with Maya Angelou over the years. I had interviewed her for WBZ, Chicago Public Radio. I had sent gifts to her before then and gotten little notes back from her assistant. But when I started to work for Oprah Radio, she became one of my hosts. So from 2006 to 2010, I spent 3 to 4 days in her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, or in Harlem, or on the road with her, per Oprah Winfrey, who did not want her to have to leave her home to do these radio shows. So I would go down, and then Maya Angelou's generosity was, stay with me. So this is something you could not refuse. So even though I had been in radio and television ambidextrously for years, this opportunity to be that close to her, to see her life once a month, 3 to 4 days, no matter where she was, and to hear her stories and help her prepare to interview people and therefore talk more about her life, I began to realize that there needed to be a documentary on her life. And up until that point, I had done a number of documentaries from mobsters to on the arts, but I realized that it was time to do a documentary. And that's how it started. That was the germ of the idea for me.
And you've worked on so many projects over the years. Would you say that this documentary maybe stands out in your career as more than some of the others?
Absolutely, as the pinnacle, because I think that when I did Remembering 47th Street, which was about the first 12 Black millionaires in the Chicago area, that time period when people were coming to Chicago from Great Migration to escape lynching in the South, that was a preparation historically for this. When I dealt with the Southside Community Arts Center and Curators of Culture, it dealt with the arts and what had happened with the Works Project Administration. And Maya Angelou and the arts and who she was, all of that kind of factored in.
Now, the program you'll be participating in this evening focuses on diversity in the arts. And, you know, from an outsider's perspective, it does seem like there have been some advances when it comes to minorities in film and television, both in front of the camera and behind the camera. But from your perspective, you've worked in this field for a long time. Have things gotten better over the years, or is there still more that needs to be done to increase diversity and inclusion in the arts?
I think it's a both and. I believe that it is no question that content about African Americans is having another heyday. It's not the first, but it is another heyday. What I think we have to be very conscious of, as with the Me Too and Time's Up movement, is that there's been a lot of racism and sexism ingrained in this industry. And it is ingrained in such a way that there is still an uptick that needs to happen in order for there to ever be some parity. And that's across the board. If we look at the history books right now, there's a need to really talk about all people in a deeply entrenched way in order to have history be correct. So if you have history and media, you have gatekeepers, you have not just the reporters, but everybody in the pipeline, the union workers, for instance, that do the stage, you know, from stage hands to everything, everybody in between, there's less parity there racially and gender-wise. And as a result of that, the end product is going to be different. So while there appears to be some gains, and there are, you would have to look at the management of stations, the management of production houses, how things get green-lighted. When you're in a pitch room, how often do you see African-Americans and women in positions that can make a difference in terms of their understanding? So I think that it is a wonderful opportunity to talk tonight to students, because what they're going to do is they're going to get into some of those positions and they're going to make changes, and they need to really keep their eyes open to forge a parity that will last.
And when you go to college campuses and you talk with students, some of them may raise their hand or come to you and say, I want to break into this business. I want to get involved, whether it is writing or producing or directing. When you get those kinds of questions, what's your advice to young people who want to make it in that business?
The industry has changed. A lot can be done online now. A lot of information can be found. A lot can be done with a cell phone. The first thing that students have to understand is that their stories are important. And if they have a story to tell, because there are so many ways to tell it, they need to begin. They need to, whether they do it on their cell phones or they take a camera and they begin to post, they need to begin to hone the craft of the age-old beginning, middle, end. Where does the story start? And not to see it as a multiple choice question or fill in the blank. Learn to chase a story until it begins to tell itself. And once you know that your story is important, once you begin to chase it and to tell it, then you begin to get those skills honed so that you can be ready for that. And then there are so many different contests and opportunities online, from Tribeca to Sundance to just local things. They need to then do their research and begin to put pieces out there and get feedback.
Well, Rita Coburn, a writer, director, producer, and the co-director of the award-winning documentary Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. You can find it on Netflix, among other places. She'll be taking part in a talk on diversity in the arts at SUNY Oswego later this evening. Rita Coburn, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.